universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. The month of July is filled with the sights, sounds, smells of fireworks. And so this past weekend, being July, I again sat through and, entertained by fireworks? Now, it's interesting. I've been blind since age 11. 48 years I have been blind. The first year that I sat through fireworks, as most people, I thought, I wish I could see them. Oh, if I only could see them again. The reds, the blues, the greens, the yellows. And for many years after that, those were my thoughts as I heard the boom, the pop, the wow, and the crowds, oohs and ahs. And then, probably about 15 years after that, I was bored. Bored because I was just sitting there and people were enjoying it, and I wasn't. And then I thought to myself, a couple years later, you know, could I get anything out of this? And so for many years, as I sat through the fireworks, I tried this, I tried that, and nothing really worked. But as of late, before I get into the as of late and what I now experience and view when I see fireworks, I'd like to just do a tiny history because it does kind of tie in. I thought to myself, how did fireworks ever come about? And so I did some research, and according to an article called The Rocket's Red, White, and Blue Glare by Forrest Whitman, they've been around since the founding of this country, for sure, at least with the celebration of 4th of July and our independence. John Adams, one of those who helped found our country, wrote to his wife the day before the Declaration of Independence, to Abigail, that the occasion of Declaration of Independence should be celebrated with pomps and parades, games and sports, guns, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forth and forevermore. The first fireworks were one year later, July 4, 1977. The evening was closed with the ringing of bells and fireworks. The fireworks began with 13 rockets and then ended with the 13 rockets. In 1783, a whole choice of fireworks were available to the public. There were rockets, those that shoot, and I'm describing them from what I remember. They would look like something shooting through the air with a trail behind it. There were serpents, those are the things that squiggle and move all over back and forth. And then there was wheels circling through the air. There were cherry trees that has it go up and then blooming out real quick, kind of to look like a tree. There were fountains. They'd slowly go up, slowly arc out and down. Very beautiful. Almost, you might say, like a little piece of broccoli. There were fountains, I mentioned that one, and sunflowers. And they look like sunflowers popping up. And of course, these were all different colors. How did they really start? Well, we can trace it back at least to the Chinese in the 12th century. They affixed packets of gunpowder to lit arrows and shot them. And because they were a little unstable, they would go this way and that, which would just add to the entertainment factor. People today like fireworks because bright color, the technology of it, the choreography of it, because it's not just bang, bang, boom, boom, but then how can we orchestrate that, and then they add music to it as well. Other like it because of the sense of danger. Some like the idea of destruction, and still others just love the noise. Not only that you can hear, but feel. Well, all of this was for celebration. And if you think about it, there was an element of celebration. It meant we, back at the Declaration of Independence, are independent from any other country which would tell us what to do. And so we are today, celebrating our independence. We don't have war here. We can take time and do this. Plus, we have the great luxury of the wealth to be able to fire off, really, thousands, if not millions of dollars worth of fireworks. But how does a person who is blind and visually impaired compare to this? Well, we celebrate in many ways, and we rejoice and are glad about certain things. Birthdays, cakes, parties. Who doesn't love to walk into the house and smell fresh bread baking or chocolate chip cookies? It's exciting to the senses and gives a sense of joy and happiness. That's what fireworks do for the senses. It's a form of celebration. And so this past week, as I sat through the celebration of fireworks, I sat back, paid attention to the crowd, as much as thinking of the fireworks as I heard the pop, boom, crackle, crackle, crackle. And yeah, I still try to visualize them. As mentioning all the different descriptions of them with different colors, because I do remember seeing all of that. But equally so, I paid attention to the people, what they were oohing and aahing, their laughter, their celebration. And so I was able to celebrate with them. So what did I see? I saw a group of people, of which I was part of, in a celebration. How does this deal with anything related to God? Well, Psalm 150, verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens." And then for the next five verses, the writer instructs or guides or encourages us to praise Him with all sorts of instruments, the trumpet, the cymbals, and on, because we have reason to celebrate. He loves us, and we can love Him. And the psalm closes in verse 6 by saying, "Let everything that have breath praise the Lord." He repeats it again, "Praise the Lord." We can celebrate. And it might seem odd for me to be able to say that, because I know many of you struggle, even as I have, and I sometimes still do. What can we celebrate? So often people with disabilities have disadvantages when it comes to society. And yet, here we are talking about this. You're listening to this podcast. That is truly amazing as well. And so we can praise God in His sanctuary, and we can praise Him in His mighty heavens, because He connects us to Himself and to others, though be it few, we have some. And we can praise Him because He has reached out to us to give us reason to celebrate. After all, He did say He loves us, forgives us, and wants us to know Him. And that's why you're not alone. Dear Jesus, thank You that you do give us reason to celebrate, not only with fireworks, but with chocolate chip cookies and with warm bread, with people, with laughter. Oh, and so we who have breath do praise you. Amen. I would love to hear from you, your thoughts, what you experience when you have and are part of fireworks, whether you see them or not, or where else you have times of celebration, whether it be as a Christian or just as life in general. Write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus@not-alone.net.